Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Nun Zayin, and we are on Nun Vav Mabez. Just one ha'ara on the last daf we had yesterday, the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, a number of statements in the name of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And one of them was related to Kavod HaMeis. Right? He said that Meis Metame Arba Amos Bershus Arabim. A mace is metame, even though midaraisa, a mace is only metame in three ways. If I touch a mace, if I carry a mace, or I am somehow ohel with a mace. Either I am on the mace is on me, or we are under the same, ohel. So then, that's midaraisa. But midarabanan, we said you have to be four amos away. Within four amos is going to be tame. Why is that? So one of the pshatim is that because if you get too close, then you might bump into the mace, and the people carrying it might get a little feel a little pressure, and it won't be good for the mace. Kavod HaMeis. So kavod HaMeis is a huge topic. Obviously, there's kavod HaMeis, there's bizoyin HaMeis, there's chesed shel emes, which the chevra kaddishas are obviously involved in. But there is an important Rambam and a beautiful piece in the Mishnas Yavetz in Rav Zhulti, where he talks about in Yoredeya in Simin Lamed Zayin, the Rambam tells us we talk about the Rambam Perek Yudal and Hilchos Avel. Yireli, the Rambam says, Yireli always means this is my own svara, not based on other sources. So Yireli, shenachamas avelim kodin lebikir cholim. The nichum avelim. If I have to go pay a shiva call and I have to visit somebody in the hospital, what do I do first? The Rambam says nichum avelim goes first. Nichum avelim goes before bikir cholim. Shenichum avelim gemilas chesed im hachayim veim hamesim. It's not exactly kavod, but Nichum Avelim is chesed with the chai and chesed with the mace, and that goes before Bikur Cholim, which is just chesed and kavod im hachai. That's the Rambam. The Yar Sameach on the Rambam, Rav Meir Simcha says, but there's a Beferish Gemara against the Rambam. Where is the Gemara against the Rambam? The Rambam says Yireli. But the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph. Remember the Anshi Yerushalayim? The Gemara describes that the Anshi Yerushalayim used to walk around all day with their Dal and Minim. All day, Anshi Yerushalayim Adam Yotzei Mibeiso Lulava Biyado. And he went there, and he went there. And the language of the Gemara is Holech Levaker Cholim Ulanachim Avelim Vlulava Biyado. If somebody goes to do Biker Cholam Enicham Avelim, he has his lulav in his hand. So you see, Beferish, the Gemara isn't just telling you just like what happened, what the person did, but Lachar is the Gemara is telling you what should be done. And the Gemara says that Biker Cholim is before Nicham Avelim. And if you look in the Rush, the Rush quotes the Brisa in the opposite. So maybe the Rambam had the Rush's Girsa, because the Rush has the Girsa of the Anshi Yerushalayim, Lenachim Avelim, Ulevaker Cholim. Okay, beautiful. So that answers the question. Right? The Rambam must have had the other Girsa. The problem is the Rambam didn't have the other Girsa. When the Rambam quotes Anshi Yerushalayim, the Rambam says, Levaker Chol, Biker Cholim, before Nichum Avelim. So again, where does the Rambam get it from? Isn't it against the Gemara? But again, the Rambam says Nichum Avelim comes before, because it's Kavod Achai and Kavod, Kavod or Chesed Im Achai V'im HaMeis, while Biker Cholim is only Chesed Im Achai. So the Rav Zhulti goes on to prove that Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Beis says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Meis She'en Lo Menachemin, Let's say there is a somebody who died, has no relatives. We don't do this nowadays. But the Gemara describes that if somebody doesn't have any relatives, 10 people go and they kind of have a shiva. They have a pretend shiva. Right? 10 people, Asar b'nei Adam v'yoshvin b'mkomo. And the Rambam quotes this. Mei she'en lo menachemim lehisnachim, boyam Asar b'nei Adam k'sherim, v'yoshvin b'mkomo kol shivas yimei avelos. They have a fake shiva. Vishar ha'am miskabsim aleihem. And the other people come and visit. And the Rambam says, Ein lo sharish, what's the Rambam talking about? But he gets it from this Gemara in Shabbos. So you see that there is a concept of nichum avelim that is kavod HaMeis. Right? The Meiri says that Beferish over there. Right? There's no avelim. And you still have this pretend nichum avelim, this pretend shiva, because it is kavod hames. The Meiri says that Beferish there. That's what we have. So Imkain says Rav Zhulti, Gabi Meishen lo avelim lisnachim, Dubai Masarvan asim kavelim, they pretend, Ikra nichum rak gimilas chesed hames. Imkain lahai mitzvahs nichum. So let's say for that nichum avelim, if you have the not real, without avelim, so then Bikur Cholim would go first. Because if you only have Chesed im ha-meis, and then you have Chesed im ha-chai, then Bikur Cholim would go first. So wait a minute, says Rav Zhulti. When are you carrying your lulavim and you're going to do Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim? It's Yantif. Why you have a lulav? It's there Avelos on Yantif? There's Nicham Avelim on Yantif? You read that Gemara, you're like, you don't catch it. What kind of Nicham Avelim is there on Yantif? There's no Avelos on Yantif. Machlokes, Rishonim, how much there is no Avelos? The Rambam says there is no Avelos on Yantif. So there's Chesedim Hames element. The Chesedim Hames element might apply on Yantif, but not Chesedim Achai. So in the Anki Rishalayim, it was just Mace versus Chai, so Chai comes first. That's why Bikur Cholim is before Nicham Avelim. The Rambam's talking about a regular case. Rambam's not talking about a case, right? A regular Shiva call. A regular Shiva call has both Chesedim Achai and Chesedim Mace, and that's why a regular Shiva call on a regular day, not Yantif, a Shiva call goes before Bikur Cholim. So that is how he partially, again, I didn't read all of it, but that's how he goes through it. And then he says it's the Rush Lashitasa, with the Rush has the other Girsa, but the Rush holds that there is a Katsav of Avelos on Yantif. Just in private, it goes like the Ramban. Again, that is just related to the line of Kavod HaMeis that we had here on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Okay, so now we are up to Nun Vav Amud Beis. We'll continue. Today's Daf Nun Zayin. Rabbi Yonah said, I think we read this at the end of this year. Rabbi Yonah said that all of these statements in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov were mentioned. A lot of them have to do with Marisayin. Remember, if the Ani takes his Lekat Shechen Peya, makes a big pile, right? He doesn't have Chiyav of Shumas and Maisras, but Midra Rabbanan, it looks like he's making a pile, right? Misha Marisayin, he has to take off Shumas and Maisras. If somebody cuts down their tree all the way down to the ground, it grows, Marisayin, you gotta treat it like Arla. Treat it like Arla. So too, in our Mishnah, says Rabbi Yonah, of Hada, does that mean Marisayin? Right, what's the case? Remember the case? You have a raised field. One field next to another field. So the Mishnah said, if you stand on the bottom ground and you could reach up and grab and pull and harvest the vines that are coming from the upper level, so then that's mitzarif. What kind of shear is that? The answer is Marisayin, because it looks similar. It looks like they're connected. Delokain, ma bein omid varis, ma bein omid b'madrega. Right, what difference would it, that's not a shear, halachic shear, so it must be related to the Marisayin issue. Okay, so now we're up to Gevoha. Gevoha. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, that it depends if the levels are 10 tfachim separate from each other. If they're not 10 tfachim separate, then you have a vine on the bottom, you have a vine on top, they're mitzarif to each other. Right? Hanoteya. Achas baris achas b'madrega. We said on nun vavim and aleph im gavoa asar tvachem. If it's 10 tvachem high, they're not mitzdarif, and therefore it's not called a kerem. It's just one vine and one vine. V'im lav. But if you don't have 10 tvachem, then they are mitzdarif. So ask the Gemara, what's 10 tvachem separate? Let's say it outside first, and then we'll see it inside. You have two options. Again, you have two fields next to each other, but one is higher than the other one. So the Mishnah says if they're 10 tvachem separate, so then they're not connected. What's 10 tefachim? One option is the height of the difference of the fields. Right? That's called gavoa madrega, the step. Right? Is that the difference? And then, even if you have stuff growing on the slope, it's going to be its own thing. Because it's 10 tefachim and it's not connected. Or do you say, no, the 10 tefachim is between the airspace of the top of the vines on the bottom one and the vines that reach down from the upper one. You need 10 tefachim. Tetzvachim of airspace between the vines. Those are the two. So what is the Mishnah talking about when the Mishnah says if there's tetzvachim in between, it doesn't combine? Is it just the level of the field? And then even if it's within tetzvachim, the vines, it's not mitznarif. Because the upper vines are considered connected to the top level, and it's not mitzuraf, or not. So that's the question here. So the Gemara says, Gevoa ma, Gevoa shura, Gevoa madrega. Which one is it? Is it the Gevoa, the Shura, the row of the vines? The vines have 10 tefachim in between? Or Gevoa Madrega, the step up is 10 tefachim. Itema Gevoa Shura, if you want to say it's the vines need 10 tefachim in between, because then, we change the Girsa, Shipua HaMadrega Kilamatan. Shipua, the slope. The slope would be considered with the bottom vine. If the Mishnah is telling you that you need 10 tefachim of airspace between the vines, so then, because the problem is, if you have a vine on the slope, and then it's within 10 tefachim of the bottom ones, so that would be a problem, it would just be considered a kerem. You'd be mitzarif. But in Tamar, Gavoa HaMadrega, but if you say that the Mishnah means 10 tefachim, the levels, The two levels of the fields have to be 10 tefachim in between, meaning the raised one is 10 tefachim higher than the ground of the bottom level. So then, shipua, switch the girsa, shipua hamadrega ilamalan. Then we would say the slope, any vines on the slope would go with the upper field, and even if they're within 10 tefachim of the bottom vines, they're not mitzarif, because they're considered part of the upper level. So that's the question. So let's try to figure out the answer to this question. So the Gemara tries first. V'hatani, we have the Tosefta that says three words. Shtei shuros b'madrega. Dot, dot, dot. The dot, dot, dot is not quoted in the Gemara. Two rows. What if you have two trees, two vines on the slope? The Brisa says, the Tosefta says, they're not mitzarif. They're not mitzarif. That's the end of the sentence. That's not in our Gemara. So shtei shuros b'madrega, they don't combine. So the Gemara says, why wouldn't they combine? Islacha meimar gavoa. Again, we switched the girsa. Islacha meimar gavoa madrega velo gavoa shura. Is it possible to say that this goes by the steps and doesn't go by the vines? Meaning, if it's the steps, if it's the 10 tefachim of the higher step, then the whole slope should be considered one, and with the upper, and they should be mitzarif. And the Braisa says they're not mitzarif. They're not mitzarif. So it must be that the vines are not mitzarif. Why? Because it goes with the bottom ones, but there's 10 tefachim between the vines on the slope, so they're not mitzarif. Again, if they would be the 10 tefachim is all, which should say 10 tefachim of between the levels, so then everything on the upper level would combine. And the two vines on the slope would combine. The Braisa says they don't combine. So it must be that the slope, it doesn't go with the upper, it goes with the lower, and that's the reason they wouldn't combine, because they're 10 tefachim in between. Right, then that it's determined by 10 tefachim in each vine, and it wouldn't be mitzarif. So doesn't this brisa prove to me that it's 10 tefachim between the vines, not 10 tefachim of the levels? So Amar Bimana, no, the brisa, the Tosefta is telling me something else. Kalosan asar tefachim shebimadrega asu osam makom b'fnei atzmo. All the brisa is saying that if one vine is on the top level, and one vine is on the slope, and the top one is 10 tefachim higher than the lower surface, then they're not mitzarif. We're not talking about this two on the slope itself. One's on the top and one's on the slope. So therefore the Braisa does not, the Tosefta doesn't prove anything, says Rabbi Mana. Okay, we didn't prove, let's try again. Okay, we're still trying to figure out, 10 tefachim, is it between the vines or is it between the levels of the fields? So Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, Hazorek Arba Amos Bekosel. I am in Rishus Arabim, and I throw something at a wall. So we know there are two ingredients for the Gemara Shabbos. Two ingredients for the Malacha of Hotzah. You need an Akira, and you need a Hanacha. You need to uproot it in one place, and it has to land in another place. Every Akira Hanacha, whether it's Motzi Mi Rishus L'Rishus, or it's Dalan Amos Rishus Arabim. You need Akira and Hanacha. So, Hazorek Amos Bekosel, if I throw four Amos at the wall, Lama, Lama, Asar Tvachim, and we'll see it got stuck on the wall. I threw something, we're going to see something sticky, and it got stuck on the wall, and it hit the wall above 10 Tvachim. Above 10 Tvachim is no longer Rishus Arabim. Rishus Arabim only goes up to 10 Tvachim. So if it's above 10 Tvachim, Kazorek Avir, it's like throwing it in the air. And it did not land, there was no Hanacha, and therefore I'm not going to be Chayiv. L'mata me'asar tefachim kizorek ba'aretz. But if it's lower than 10 tefachim, then it's like you're throwing it on the ground. It's less than 10 tefachim, at least it's considered as if it had hey Hanacha, and therefore one is going to be Chayiv. Rav Chista Amar, we'll see where the Rai is going to come, Bezrem, soon. Rav Chista Amar, b'modeid luchsin. Rav Chista says, by the way, when you measure Dalet Amos, in Rishus HaRabim, you don't measure a Dalet Amos. You consider it as if there's a square of 4x4 all around you, and the diagonal of the 4x4 square, which is really 5 3/5. 5 3/5 Amos, that's the shear of Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Right? That's what the Mara Folda explains, based on the Gemara. B'mode luchsin, dalet amos shel zrika, tzorach dalet amos va'alachsunin, shem shisha amos pachos shtei chumshin. Right, there it is. 5 3/5 amah, that's the diagonal of the 4x4 square. That's the Rav Chisda just said, just to let you know. That's what the Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim is. Let's continue, and then there's a lot to say, but let's just finish the sentence. Vein sofa leirein, one second. Isn't it stuck on the wall? Is it going to fall down eventually? It's going to stay on the wall forever. It's going to fall down, and therefore, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Marav Olda, it didn't really have a hanacha. Right? It's going to fall down. It's not like you put it somewhere, it's going to stay there. So it shouldn't be a hanacha. And without a hanacha, you're not chayim on Shabbos. Right? First, we're trying to understand the Mishnah, and then we're going to relate it to our case. So Gemara says, "Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan tiftar shayse dvela shmeina v'ini tocha." It's a real sticky date, and it's going to stay there, and it's not going to fall down so quickly. So it is called a hanacha. Stop there for a moment before we bring it back to prove our case. So if you only had a akira, not a hanacha. Question. We know the Gemara in the end of Yuma, beginning of the last parak, Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Right? We know for Ba'acholos Asuros, and maybe by other Isurim, Kazayas is the minimum Shir for the Isur with an Onesh, but we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is also Asur Midaraisa. Right? Even having a half a Kazayas. Right? People think, let's say on Yom Kippur, people think, oh, Eat B'Shiurin. Eat B'Shiurin. Eat B'Shiurin is not the. Is not like simple eating bishir. It's also when it's a daraisa, right? It has to be that, right? Is somebody in the state of pikuach nefesh? That's the first question. Once somebody is in the state of pikuach nefesh, then you could say, could they get away with eating bishirin? Because eating bishirin, doing an isur daraisa, that's not chayv an onesh, is better than doing an isur daraisa that is chayv an onesh, right? But it has to start with recognizing that even chatzi shir is also min haTorah, also min haTorah. So the question that some of Farshim ask is, so you do an akira without anacha. Is that chatzi shir asa midaraisa? Is that chatzi shir asa min haTorah? If you look at the first Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, talks about, remember, the ani and the balabayas, and it seems like one did akira, one did anacha, that's asa drabanan. Potter. It says potter. If I put it in and the balabayas takes it from, so it sounds like that's potter, not asa daraisa. Why isn't that chatzi shir? Why isn't that chatzi shir? The question is also asked in a different way. If you look in the Mishnah there, Dafayin Gimel, right, the Mishnah of the Lamed Tes Malachis, so the Mishnah lists off all the Malachis, but by some of them, it gives a shear. Osa shtei batei nirin. Even though a lot of the Malachis have a minimum shear, right, but only some of them are listed. Kosev shtei osios. Right, why dafka? Right, why dafka to some of them? Tosfos is kasha. Tzarech lefarish, lama pirish kan, osashe batinirin, uba oreg, upotseo, uba tofer, uba kosev, shir tvemi vashar. Tosfos does not answer the kasha. Tosfos, Shabbos, I give us, he asked that question. So the Sfas Emes, there in Shabbos, and the Meiri has it also, that there's a difference between a chatzi shir and a chatzi malacha. Right? Sometimes you have the full aveira done, but just there's not enough. There's not enough. But sometimes you didn't do the full Aveira. If you didn't do the full Aveira, the shear is part of the definition. It's not just a condition. It's not just a condition. But it's part of the definition. If I have a piece of pig and I eat a chatzi kazayis of pig, the definition is eating a pig and I did the Aveira. I just didn't do enough of it to the condition to get up onesh is the shear. But that's not part of the definition of the Aveira. I did the Aveira. The Aveira of eating pig. But if I only, by certain malachas of Shabbos, if you only do one and not two, or you only do an akira and an anacha, that's not chatzi shir, that's chatzi malacha, as it's called. And therefore, that's nothing. You haven't done anything yet. That's not just a condition, that's part of the definition of the malach, and of the iser, and you didn't do it yet. And therefore, there is no chatzi shir. See, here too, if you do an akira not without a hanacha, then it's not even called chatzi shir, it's called chatzi malacha. I think the Sfas Emes alludes to this there in Shabbos. De Ba'oreg, he is answering Tosafot's question. The Sfas Emes is crucial when learning Moed and Kadshim Mesechtes. He's crucial. De Ba'oreg, Ein Zashir Ariga. Ella, de Kol Hecha She'ein Bo Beis Chutin, Lohave Ariga Klau. The kol ariga hu mashem mechaber shnei chudin yachad v'chein b'botzea v'chein b'tofer u'bepachas mikan yish lomar di isur anami leka mishem chatzi shir tavi kamo akira b'lo anacha Delek Isser Daraisa Mishabchaz Yishir, Kamashkasava Meiri Lael, Taf Gimel, Mashain Kane, Bekosev, Oz Acha. So again, that's, you gotta always know the question. When is it a Chaz Yishir? When is it a Chaz Malacha? That's a little tricky to always know, but that is Akira and Hanacha. Once we're on the topic of also Dalan Amos Birshas Harabim, remember, the discussion of some of the Rishonim. Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim, is that, that's not on the list on Daf Ayin Gimel. We have Motzi Mirishus L'Rishus, but we don't have Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim. So you might say that's a Tolda. That's a Tolda, right? And the Toldas aren't listed in the Mishnah, right? Only the Avos are listed. A Tolda of Motzi Mirishus L'Rishus is Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim. But there is a beautiful formulation of the Balamor and the Ran there in Shabbos, where they say that no, maybe it's an Av also. Maybe it's an Av. Why isn't it listed? Let's see if I can find this in a minute, and if I can't, we'll write. It's on the bottom of Amma Beis here. Here it is. Sadi Bava Beis. Call down Ram Bashan Gamar Gimirla. The Kulu told us through Sizyakla Shrabim Ninu. Lafi. He calls it told us, but then listen to his Svara. The Kulu told us through Rishis Hayachil Rishis Rabim Ninu. Lefisha dalet amos shel adam bechol makom konoslo ubirsh kirshuso damian ukshemotzi chutzalahen bizorek obamavir kamotzi mirshus yachol just rabim dami. Says the Baal Amar, this is Lamed Vav Mabez and Dafi Arif, mavir dalet amos is motzi mirshus l'rishus, because each one of us has a rishus around us. We're in dalet amos, so when we're motzi dalet amos, that's motzi mirshus l'rishus. So it could be an av. Not just a Tolda. And this is one of those examples, which we're not going to go back into now, of the Gemara seems to say that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So this is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, to use Reb Chaim's words, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, HaMifareshas, not HaMechadeshas. Right? We thought Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus is only Mamish, Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yachid, and vice versa. So the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Bechadesh, that even going out from my own personal Rishus is also Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus. Okay, there's a lot more there. We'll see at the end if we have time to discuss more Hotzah. So now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, we're trying to figure out, remember, 10 Tvachim. Is this talking about the levels, or is this talking about the vines? So we just quoted this Gemara, this Mishnah in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Reb Chagai, so we're going to be with Dayak. What did the Mishnah say? If it got stuck on the wall, less than 10 Tvachim from the ground, it's as if it had a hanach on the ground. So the Gemara is about to say, shouldn't we say the same thing between a wall close to the ground and a slope, right? So if the wall is considered next to the ground, so then the slope should be considered next to the ground, which is one of the deos that we said, which is 10 between the vines, not between the levels. Reb Chagai Bai Kumi Reb Yosi, Les Hada Amra, doesn't this Mishnah then prove Shipua Madrega Kilamatan, that the slope should go with below, which means, as we said on the bottom, the previous Amma Beis, that the 10 Tvachim are measured between the airspace of the vines, and if they're together, then it goes together with on the bottom. So again, the wall is not shaved like the ground, and so too the slopes. The Gemara says, how could you compare the two? There's a big difference between the wall, a wall in the standing in the street, and the slope. Amar le taman zaranenim and amadrega. No. By the case of the slope, the vines coming out of the slope are nene and nourished by the dirt, which is part of the higher level. By the higher level of the good field. Bramhacha, derech mani adam, lio shofin ba, vihino feles. But by a wall, people commonly brush against the wall, and the thing's going to fall down. So to say that the wall is connected, the stuff on the wall is connected to the ground, that makes sense. You don't have to say that that's the same thing as the slope, where we say the slope maybe is connected to what's above it. Ilu Amar, says Rav Chagai, Ilu Amar, Mishayasham Chur, V'inenimenachur, if you want to tell me there was a little indentation and hole in the wall, and when you threw it, it got stuck in that indentation, and it's not coming down, and people aren't going to brush against it, so then, Kishem Shad Shuzra, Nenimenamadrega, so then just like this is in the wall, so too this Ram are nourished from the level, so yes, then that would make sense, that would fit. Right, that's what the bottom Mara Fulda says. Imayasham chur v'zarkat vela lachur shevakosel. If you threw it into the wall, v'yafilu hachi hayinu omrim sheikazorik baretz. If it's going to stay there in the wall, and then you say, oh, it's as if it's on the ground, then you could prove something. Then you can prove something, right? Us Shapir turning over Yesh Lo Chiyach the Shipur the Shibur Koso Belamata. But here there's no hole in the wall; it's just stuck on the wall. Aval Hashdim Mishum Desofa Lipol Aretzu the Nachshav Karetz veChashvin and Haynach Shala Koso Kilunach Baretz. And when it's resting on the wall, it's like it's resting on the ground. Hova Sofa Leirid. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, and therefore you can't compare our slope case with the Mishnah's wall case. Good. A couple of other cases. Shtei ginos, zu agav zu, hatachtona, so now this is again a tosefta. You have two gardens, one above, raised above another, right, different levels. Hatachtona, asuya kerem, ve'elyona, ein asuya kerem. The bottom level has a vineyard, a kerem, a vineyard growing there, and the top one does not. So what am I allowed to do in the upper one? So rea, so elyona, acha mogia la vira sara. I'm allowed to plant tvua or yurakos, vegetables or grain, in the upper one, until I get to Avir Asara, we think that means down the slope on top until you get to 10 tfachim from the height of the vineyard. From 10 tfachim from the the height of the ground, let's say. Right, until you get there. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiyak Bai Kumir Bezera. So one second. Why can't you go further down? If everything on the slope is considered kilamala, why can't you go further down? It must be that the slope, lower down on the slope, is considered connected to the bottom. Let ha damer shipua hamadrega kilamaton. Doesn't this show that the slope area is kilamaton, and that proves one side of our question? Amar le no, mishum zraim hanotim laavir akerem. No, it's because when the things grow, so then they are going to hang down within 10. Look at the Mara fold up. Hazram shagadela may boltim laavir akerem shibesol chasara. What they're on is considered a separate rishos and maybe considered above. And when it grows, it's like you're planting it on the kerem, and that's why it's a problem. So again, no raya. What about the opposite? On the top level, you have a kerem. On the bottom level, you don't. You can plant on the bottom and go up, 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 up until you get to ikir kfanim, until you get to the level where the roots are of the vines. Rabbi Yossi, don't take that so literally. Lace kan ikir kfanim. No, you can't go so high. But you can plant all the way. That's mamish kileakarim. Elo lamata mishlosha. No, it means go up to leaving three tfachim on the top. Because as we've said earlier, if you plant deeper than three tfachim in the ground under a kerem, that's not a problem. That we've said earlier, and we quote it again. So therefore, if you have the zraim going all the way up, but you stop with three tfachim of dirt above where you stop, then you're good. Because it goes into the dirt, that's fine. Gehad detani, like we said earlier. Sharshe piya nechnas l'toch arba amos. Piya is a type of herb, if you remember. It could go, the roots of the piya could go within the four amos. Sheba kerem, lamata mishlosha tfachim. As long as it's less than three tfachim, hare elu mutarin, that is allowed. Because if you can't see it, there's other three tfachim. So if it's not visible, then it doesn't look like it's not called kilai hakerem. This comes up in many areas. If you can't see it, halacha doesn't think it is a problem. If it's under three. Again, if it's just under one tefach, maybe you can see it. Three tfachim, it's deep down, you don't say lavud, and it's not anything that we have to deal with in halacha. We have that, remember, by the poskim talk about by tiny little bugs. If you can't see it, so then one doesn't have to worry about it. If you look for it, then you'll find it. Doesn't mean you have to be blind. But the Aruch HaShulchan talks about it. If you can only see things with microscopes, then one does not have to worry about it. Okay, but this is more than that. You can't see it, and it's under three tefachim, so it's not even called connected to what's above the surface. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah, and we will have to continue with this next time. Hamadles hagefen al mixas apifiaros. Imagine one has a pergola, and one has vines growing on half of the pergola on top, and the other half is open. But obviously, the goal eventually is to have the vines spread over the rest of the pergola. Am I allowed to plant underneath the rest of that pergola before the vines get there? Says the Mishnah. Hamadles hagefen al mixas apifiaros. Lo yavi zer al tachas amoser. You can't. You cannot. Why? Not just because, it's gonna grow there, and when it grows there's gonna be a problem. It's a problem now. It's a problem now. Says the Mishnah Rishona. Says the Mishnah Rishona on Mishnayis. V'hacha begefen yechidus tam achiru. Sha'apifyoros B'telum l'gabi agefen. The rest of the pergola, it's already batel. It's considered as if the vine is over the entire area. V'dami l'masachi gafno l'gabi tvua. It's ki'ilu, you know, you're already planting it. Shapifyaros him kegefen atzma. The rest of the pergola, where the plan is for the vine to grow on, so then that's already considered vine area. And therefore, you cannot plant under it. V'imhevi, if you did, but you got it out before the vines went over it, lo kidesh, didn't become kadosh. V'imhilech achadosh, aser. But if the vine did spread afterwards, then it's going to become aser mamish, because that is kileyakein, hamadal amiksas ilan sarak. Same thing if you didn't use a pergola, but you have a non-fruit-bearing tree. You have a tree which is just branches, no fruit, and you want to have your vine go over it. Remember, there's no kilei akerem by trees. Remember, trees is only grafting. Only grafting two different trees, grafting with something, that's the only trees. No problem, no kilei akerem by trees. So if I spread my vine over an ilan srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, it serves the same function as the pergola, so it would be the same halacha, right? You can't plant things under the other branches of the ilan srak, even if it didn't get there yet, because that's batel to the gefen itself. But what we're going to get to is, what about planting if you have your vine supported by a fruit tree? By a fruit tree, it's not going to be batel. You're planning to have fruit here. So as we'll see, the halacha is going to be different for if you put it on the mixas ilan machal. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah will continue next time as we continue our march through a Zehu Aris, a couple of blot, until we get to the another couple of prakim related to this, until we get to the end when we talk about the Shatnez, a little bit of Kila Behema, and other areas. Okay, we'll stop here.